This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Nancy, middle initial J, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, date of birth 1-19 of 1940. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Ms. Wilson with elevated creatinine levels. Notes indicate that she's had known elevated creatinine levels in and has been in stage 3 chronic kidney disease since approximately 2012. She previously resided in Washington State, and her primary care doctor would mention the abnormal kidney values, but didn't really discuss much else, no cause or actually treatment. He just monitored them on a regular basis. She did move to Michigan 6 years ago and then developed atrial fibrillation about 5 years ago. And she was placed on antiarrhythmics and converted spontaneously, and she's been anticoagulated and maintained on antiarrhythmics without a recurrence of atrial fib. She's had no stroke symptoms, no TIAs, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic shortness of breath and actually appears short of breath when talking to her. And she does see a local pulmonologist on a regular basis, and she states that she has had asthma symptoms that have flared up for the last 10 years, and they do require the use of inhalers and nebulizer treatments at times. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No history of kidney stones or UTIs. There is a note that states a previous kidney ultrasound showed kidneys were in the 10-centimeter size range bilaterally, but we don't know when that was done, and the patient doesn't remember when that was done. And she denies edema of the lower extremities. When it does occur, it tends to be in her face and under her eyes where she notices edema. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa, morphine, Demerol, penicillin, and tetracycline. Medications, she's on Zyrtec 10 milligram daily, Synthroid 50 microgram daily, Singulair 10 milligram daily, Paxil 20 milligram daily, Lisinopril 10 milligram daily for many years, Lasix 40 milligram, that used to be daily, but March 8th, that was switched by Dr. Krepostman to as needed. Now she only uses it every 4 to 5 days when she notices swelling in her face or a 2-pound weight gain overnight. And then she takes the potassium chloride, 40 mil equivalent, with the Lasix on the days she uses it. Pepcid is 40 milligram daily, Evista 60 milligram daily. Eliquis was recently decreased from 5 milligram twice a day to 2.5 milligram twice a day. And D like David, O, F like Frank, E, T like Tom, I, L, I, D like David, E, 125 milligram twice a day. Coreg 6.25 milligram twice a day. Albuterol Albuterol HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. ICAP vitamins, 2 daily. Nasonex nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril daily as needed. And Wixela inhaler, that was just started and it just replaced Advair. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, allergic rhinitis, hypertension, a history of atrial fibrillation, which started 5 years ago, currently in sinus rhythm, asthma. She had that as a child, and that resumed about 10 years ago. anemia and chronic kidney disease, which reportedly started around 2012. Past surgical history, she's had a tonsillectomy, an adenoidectomy, appendectomy, 3 cesarean sections, and multiple colonoscopies. Family history, her mother died of colon cancer. Social history, she's an ex-smoker who quit in 1999. She occasionally consumes alcohol, rarely, and does not use illicit drugs. She is divorced and retired. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight 154 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 130 over 60, pulse is 60, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there is some mild jugular venous distension noted, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout but are otherwise clear, and the patient is mildly short of breath at rest. Respiratory rate is about 22. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable organomegaly, no masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 20th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.4, estimated GFR is 35. Prior to that, 12/15 of 22, creatinine 1.3, GFR 37. 10/28 of 22, creatinine is 1.1, GFR 47. And we have normal iron levels. Phosphorus was 3.9. Protein to creatinine ratio was 0.207. Parathyroid hormone is 131, slightly elevated. Complement levels are normal. They had a protein electrophoresis and immunofixation done. No Benz-Jones protein was noted. Urinalysis negative for blood and had a trace of protein. Hemoglobin, 11.5, normal white count and normal platelet levels. And sodium 140, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 22.4, calcium is 9.9. Creatinine was 1.4, glucose 102. And assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slight progression. We are going to obtain some labs prior to October of 2022 just to look at the progression and the levels. We are going to have the patient have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months for us, and she will get them done now. We're going to get the last echocardiogram that was done for review and the last note from Dr. Kripposman's office. If it's been more than 5 years for an echocardiogram, we're going to ask Dr. Kripposman to repeat the echocardiogram to rule out cardiac causes of the possible kidney dysfunction. And she will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan to rule out obstruction and to check the size of the kidneys currently. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 month. We would not recommend any medication changes at this time. They're all appropriate and helpful. And the PRN use of Lasix, we are hoping that will make a difference and actually an improvement in her renal function. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.